You did nothing wrong. You've been operating these buildings for 30 years. You did nothing wrong.
Get out of here with this gaslighting. All right, this story is getting weirder and weirder. On screen now is Donald Trump's 34-year-old assistant, Natalie Harp. Eyes locked on Trump, a full grin on her face as if Trump just said the funniest thing in the world. Let me tell you, there is nothing that Donald Trump could do that should elicit this type of smile from any human being ever. But there's Natalie Harp, standing there, staring at him, inseparable from Donald Trump, attached at the hip, so much so that even the Secret Service had to flag Natalie Harp as a potential security concern to watch because she was constantly attached to his hip. This is Natalie Harp in the Oval Office a few weeks ago doing the same massive grin while Donald Trump gives an Oval Office presser and just rants and raves for multiple minutes. Their relationship seems to go beyond just a normal boss and assistant relationship. It seems to go deeper than that. The reports are that Natalie Harp writes handwritten notes to Donald Trump throughout the day. One of them that was found said, quote, "You are all that matters to me." Trump reportedly said that Natalie Harp would never leave him. And listen to this, Melania Trump is said to have walked in on Harp late one night in Trump's private residence. And that's all we know about that. We don't know if there's any implication or any sexual, you know, implications there, but I think you're free to come to your own conclusions after I give you all of the facts throughout this video, because it gets even wilder, it gets even weirder, and this is a very, very odd relationship right now. This is Donald Trump and Natalie Harp early this morning on Marine Force One. You see Natalie Harp right there for a split second, then Donald Trump raises a Diet Coke to his mouth as usual, but just to reverse for one second, Natalie Harp is constantly by his side, not just in an assistant manner. Here's a clip from about a month back of them in Marine Force One. Take a look. This one, of course, went incredibly viral just for the angle alone, just for the angle of this alone. But look at them, constantly together, constantly attached at the hip. And this is where it gets weirder. First of all, I just want to point out that people have been comparing Natalie Harp's outfit in this to the outfits worn in The Handmaid's Tale. And, you know, looking at the policies that Trump is pushing for, it's not even that far off. Before we jump into this, I just want to say thank you all for the support over the past week. I took a quick vacation with my family. I've still been rolling out videos, but just relaxing a lot more. And you guys are the best audience ever. I know how hard everybody works every single day in this country to support yourself, to support your family. I know you guys are all hard workers. I email with you all. I DM a lot of you. I read all of your comments. So I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for having the back of Mockler Media. We will always have your back as well. You can subscribe below. You can drop a like below. But okay, let's jump into this video. Let's jump in to their actual relationship. Natalie Harp, 34, is the personal assistant to 80-year-old Donald Trump and reportedly accompanies him virtually everywhere around the clock. You know, this in and of itself wouldn't be that weird. Having somebody that is an assistant that travels with you all the time as the president or a high-profile politician is not that weird. It's usually called a body man. In fact, we just have been scouting and hiring an assistant at Mockler Media so that I have somebody to help me schedule and do all this. Having somebody follow you around is not weird inherently, but I wonder how Melania feels about this next part. She's said to manage his Truth Social account, prints out flattering articles, and according to two independent books, one by Michael Wolff, one by Maggie Haberman and Jonathan Swan from the New York Times, Harp allegedly leaves admiring notes in Trump's private quarters, including messages such as, "You are all that matters to me." Trump reportedly said that she would, quote, never leave him. Melania Trump is also said to have found Harp late one night in the president's private residence. According to these accounts, the Secret Service at one point viewed Harp as a potential security concern because of her unusually strong personal attachment. Whether the two have had a romantic relationship has never been confirmed. We genuinely don't know, but you can come to your own conclusion throughout these facts. Harp's brother, who lives in Nicaragua and says he has not talked to Natalie since 2020, described her relationship with the president as very unhealthy. Here's where it gets even weirder. I mean, Trump is really shaking up the entire family. In just one moment, I'm going to talk about some of the investigations that are opening into the Trump sons. Lord have mercy. It's not just going to be Eric Trump and Don Jr. being investigated. Even Barron Trump, Melania's son and Trump's son, could likely be investigated over his connection to Tate. But Eric Trump has been running a lot of the bank accounts for the Trump organization over the past decade or so. And we just learned that 400 of them, 385 to be exact, 385 Trump Organization bank accounts were closed down by Capital One due to money laundering investigations and anti-money laundering mechanisms. That investigation is likely going to escalate. The entire Trump family is tearing at the seams, and this is a part of it. Donald Trump claims assistant Natalie Harp, 34, loves him as much as wife Melania. That's not saying much. I don't know. I don't know if that bar for how much Melania loves Trump is that high. It seems like she wanted to get her own movie made by Amazon and pump her own Melania coin and dip. She didn't even hang out at the White House for the first few months. She refused to sleep in the White House. I genuinely think that Melania Trump doesn't like the whole political game or political aspect. She plays it, and she is just as culpable as everybody else in the Trump family for pushing this BS, for being friends with Epstein, for all of this corruption. I am not trying to remove her agency or her part in any of this, trust me, but I get the feeling that she just really hates being in the White House, hates all of this shit and this type of political game. She probably would just like to do some sort of more chill back-end modeling stuff, right? President Trump reportedly told associates that his personal assistant, Natalie Harp, is the only person who loves him as much as his wife, Melania Trump. Again, that bar doesn't seem very high here. Now, this clip is incredibly interesting. I want to show you this clip from Kamala Harris's DNC speech back in 2024. It was about August 22nd, 2024. Kamala Harris gave her DNC speech. Donald Trump announced that he was going to be live tweeting during this DNC speech in order to attack her and go back on the offense. You get to see an inside moment of Trump and Natalie Harp operating. So next to him, typing these tweets out, is none other than Natalie Harp. Here is how the relationship plays out.
To be the scientist.
How many people are watching? At
home, can we tell how many, Dan? How many people are watching?
She's talking about how great San Francisco was before she destroyed it. A lot of talk about childhood. We've got to get to the border. Inflation and crime.
He's not proposing a single policy, not one policy.
Harris's biography won't lower your prices at the grocery store
or at the pump.
But they're putting veterans out on the street, so
33,000 homeless veterans.
Gotcha. Okay, send these out. The things of which she complains.
In many ways, Donald Trump is an unserious man.
Oh, you hear that, folks? It's great, right? Ready? These prosecutions were all started by her and Biden against their political opponents. Me. Get that out right away.
Have a caravan heading to the border. People showing up to the border with Biden-Harris t-shirts.
You get to see the propaganda war room in real time. Trump undermining our institutions, our court systems, our elections. Then you come over here and you see Jason Miller speaking about caravans. Caravans with Biden-Harris shirts. Brother, this is not happening. This is not happening.
Everything we have of people swarming the border.
She paid bail for rioters in the Minnesota Freedom Fund.
She paid and raised bail. She paid bail to get the violent.
Yeah.
Rioters in Minnesota out of jail.
Tim Walz let Minnesota burn. Kamala Harris.
Put it in there. Put it right in with the stuff, right?
With that post, yeah.
He would use the immense power.
You could do it either that or separate.
They were lies, lying about the Project 2025.
Oh, lying against Project 25, which she knows, and so do all Democrats, that I have absolutely nothing to do with.
She says we all know what a second term will look like. We can say
we know that was a lie now. Every single thing in Project 2025 has been implemented by Donald Trump, by Stephen Miller, by Russell Vought, by all of the people who literally wrote and spearheaded Project 2025 from the Heritage Foundation. Yep, there it is. It's all been implemented. He was lying there. He lies very easily. It's funny to point out, here is Representative Matt Gaetz, who has since resigned because he was being accused of Venmoing and sleeping with underage girls, like a network of underage girls. The Republican Party, am I right, folks? I also want to point out that Donald Trump's entire family is beginning to fracture due to the pressure. A group of Democratic lawmakers have announced that the Pentagon's watchdog, they're asking the Pentagon's watchdog to open an investigation after the Post revealed that 15 companies with investment from Trump's sons have garnered $3.2 billion in federal contracts, investments, and loans since he's taken office. Just think about this. Eric Trump and Don Jr. intentionally and surgically invested a lot of their family's money into a lot of specific companies, 15 specific companies. Those companies have since garnered so many contracts. A group of Democratic lawmakers are asking for this watchdog investigation. Quote, "We are concerned about a growing cloud of corruption amid questions about whether the president's family and admin officials may be abusing their positions to influence DOD awards, and the extent to which this is undermining the competitive, apolitical contracting process used to ensure that service members have the best equipment." A really good example of this happening elsewhere is with Donald Trump's Great American National Fair, or whatever the hell he called it. Remember in D.C. like a month ago? It was all falling apart and melting at the seams because the reality is he didn't go through a competitive contracting process. He just awarded it to his friends. Incredibly corrupt, incredibly awful. And to add on to that, the Trump Organization had roughly 385 accounts closed by Capital One after the bank's anti-money laundering team spent months reviewing them. Now, Trump is asking for the names of the employees on the team who are reviewing this. Like, Trump wants to retaliate and punish the people who are investigating him. It says, "Imagine the reaction if this involved any other prominent political family. If any other president's businesses had hundreds of bank accounts terminated after a money laundering investigation by one of the nation's largest banks, it would dominate the cycle." Holy absolute shit. It's very, very bad. Trump is now using the power of the presidency to try to push regulators towards policies that would make it harder for banks to take similar actions in the future. Here's Eric Trump, Donald Trump's son, who is leading a lot of the Trump org and a lot of their bank accounts, a lot of their business end, talking about this a few months ago. Everything he says here is a lie, except for the fact that he is right. The bank accounts were closed, but he says it was for political reasons, because Trump had a MAGA hat, because he's being attacked by his political opponents. Just watch.
Well, I just sued Capital One. They were by far the worst. It was over 300 bank accounts. You know, they were turned off almost instantaneously. Left us high and dry. I can't tell you the amount of sleepless nights from dozens and dozens and dozens of people. I mean, think about the biggest commercial buildings, right, in the world, with hundreds of tenants, thousands of people in them, hundreds of employees, real estate taxes, lockbox provisions, and you know, syndicated loan contracts. You know, where they pull your bank account and you're immediately in default of your loan agreements, where a loan can get called. You did nothing wrong. You've been operating these buildings for 30 years. You did nothing wrong other than the fact that your father walked on stage with a hat that said, "Make America Great Again," that somehow tickled somebody at the upper echelons of these companies.
Get out of here with this gaslighting. We now know for a fact there was a money laundering investigation into the entire family. We also know that there are quotes from Eric Trump about Russian funding into their golf courses. This is an excerpt from a book that was released in about 2018 from an author named Dodson. Dodson recounts an interaction that he had with Trump and Eric Trump. It says, quote, "I said, 'What are you using to pay for these courses?' And he just sort of tossed off that he had access to $100 million. $100 million. This is Trump saying he has access to $100 million. Quote, "So when I got in the car with Eric," Dodson says, "as we were setting off, I said, 'Eric, who's funding? I know no banks, because of the recession, have touched a golf course. You know, no one's funding any kind of golf construction. It's dead in the water the last 4 or 5 years. And Eric Trump said in response, quote, "Well, we don't rely on American banks. We have all the funding we need out of Russia." I said, "Really?" And he said, "Oh yeah, we've got some guys that really, really love golf, and they're really invested in our programs. We just go there all the time." Now, that was a little more than 3 years ago, says the author, but it was pretty interesting. The Trump family clearly has some very shady business dealings that need to be reckoned with. That's probably why Trump didn't want the IRS investigating his family, tried to become immune from IRS investigations. It's also probably why Trump didn't release his tax returns. He's lying about this, and every single time him and his family commit a crime, they try to flip it as if they're being targeted by the government, when the reality is they're the ones who committed the crime in the first place. So the Trump family is going to go through many years of investigations, Eric Trump, Don Jr. investigated, Barron Trump likely investigated, and Trump isn't even sticking by his core family. Like, Trump and Melania aren't sticking together as Barron Trump is about to go through this. No, Trump is dipping to go hang out with Natalie Harp 24/7. Melania is relegated to some corner where she can watch, and Barron Trump is going to continue to become friends with these right-wingers because he has no parents in his life. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I'm going to wrap up this trip with my family, spend some time with them, and I'll be back in studio tomorrow. So I love all of you, and peace out.